Blog Talk Radio.
And during the few moments that we have left, we want to talk right down to earth in a language that everybody here can easily understand.
What's good, ladies and gents? It's the one, the only, B-Train OB, joined by Granny Hulkster. Shortly, last night was extremely hard to get through. Part of early morning, if you would. It's difficult when someone is going through stuff and you don't really know exactly what they're going through, so you assume, okay, well, everything's going to get better. One word you look for, I guess. You hope that everything's going to get better. For Roman Reigns, who at the opening of the show pretty much shocked the world by announcing that he had been suffering from leukemia for 11 years. And to be honest with you folks, makes you stop and think your little problems compared to what other people are going through, you know, like Roman, for example, not anything at all. I'm not saying problems aren't problems, but you know what I'm saying. It's difficult to sit there and be like, oh yeah, fuck you, Roman, blah, blah, blah. No. Like I said last night, weighing in on the whole situation, not easy. It's not easy hearing someone on a microphone standing in front of a wrestling crowd that's already booing his ass. And you know what? I bet you the people who booed did not know, so you know, nothing against their feeling because they're into it. It's a wrestling show. But in actuality, when he said the words, I've been battling leukemia for 11 years, that caught the attention of a lot of people. I didn't watch Raw, but I felt some kind of emotion. And right now, folks, joining us right now is Granny Hulkster. So, welcome.
Well, hello, B-Train. How are you? How are you, B-Train?
I'm sad, Granny. You know, it makes me upset, but at the same time, I was just saying, these people didn't know what Roman was going through. He kept it a secret for 11 years, Granny. That's amazing. I couldn't keep a secret for that long. I'd eventually burst and have to tell somebody. The fact that he had the courage to sit there last night on a national or televised show on Monday Night Raw and say, hey, guys, I have to relinquish my title because I have leukemia. I feel he has a daughter, he's a wife, and wrestling is very taxing on people, folks. So to go through what he, just to rewatch his speech on replay on Hulu and to rewatch it on YouTube, it plays in my mind, man, my problems are not as big as his. And it's more than just about podcasting, folks. It's about grasping the severity of the situation. And I didn't want to, Granny, for the first time, I didn't want to just bash on Raw like I normally do. I did not. I just felt like, wow, you know what? The besties, team besties, Lita and Trish, you know, they were there last night. But my heart wasn't in on saying, wow, you need fixing on your show. It was, this is the real deal, folks. When someone says there's an issue with themselves, it hits home, Granny. It hits home.
Oh yeah, I was it made me very sad when I heard the announcement, you know, that Roman Reigns made at the beginning of Raw last night myself, and you know, it just strikes really close to home because you know how much involved I am in wrestling for a cause, you know, and we help those kids that fight cancer each and every day, and now he's having to fight leukemia again. But you know, I truly believe that Roman Reigns is going to be able to fight this battle, and he's going to win this battle, and he will be back. I truly believe that. I truly believe that he will be back.
You know, Granny, it amazes me how people's reactions just turned from booing to holy shit, holy shit. Yeah, you fuckers that sat there and booed him, I know it's not your fault you didn't know. We all didn't know, but it angers me because you booed the man for years, and now the immense guilt because I didn't care for, you know, I'm one of those people, Grant, if I don't like a guy, I'm not going to sit there and go out of my way to bash him on blogs, to bash him on podcasts. But here's my thing. I think those people now feel an immense amount of guilt. Wow, we just booed a man who had leukemia. Yeah, and it's funny, guys, because when he comes back, are you going to still boo him? That's my question to you guys is why, and it's fans' rights. You can boo however you want. And he didn't know that he had leukemia. I get that. And last night I had to stave off some real haters on Instagram. I said, you know, we say things, Granny, that we regret about certain people that we don't like in wrestling. We don't mean it. And I'm pretty sure that all the stuff that's staving off of social media is sincere. I ain't the judge of anybody. But it really irks me that the people that sat there and said, well, Roman's not a great wrestler, blah, 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 they're just force-feeding him down our throats. You want force-fed, folks? Here's a history lesson for you. Shawn Michaels, Undertaker, Hogan, they weren't force-fed down our throats? Question mark. So how is Roman any different? Roman, if you see his work, Granny and I have seen, you know, on Make-A-Wish or Connor's Cure or Susan G. Komen, I mean, who knew? It was so oblivious to all of us that he was going through all of this stuff. What I'm saying is, it really annoys me that some of you are fucking faking it and sitting there saying, oh, well, we're all for Roman now that he has leukemia. Uh-uh. That's not, that shit really irks me because you are the same fuckers that sit there in your seats booing the living hell out of him because, you know, you pay for your seats, you can do it. I don't care. But Granny, it amazes me how he just nonchalantly looks at the crowd and says, I'm going to relinquish my title. And then what happens after that, the words that are uttered inside that ring just makes you go, holy crap. He's going through a whole bunch of shit that we didn't know about, and I don't think it's our right to invade upon his privacy. You know, he has the right to keep that stuff under wraps. So, I don't know. I'm sad because when you're just at the top of the mountain, then you got to get up and do it again. Like, I just don't. I can only imagine that's going to make it worthwhile when he comes back.
And you're talking about force feeding somebody down our throats. Look now what they're going to do at Crown Jewel. Brock Lesnar against Braun Strowman. But I did like what Braun Strowman said last night when, you know, he says, at least I'll be here to defend the championship belt. I really hope Braun Strowman beats Brock Lesnar at Crown Jewel. Because I sure
really
don't want to see Brock Lesnar the champion again.
I honestly want to see. I agree, Granny, because we've all been accustomed to Brock Lesnar as champion. That title might as well have not existed because for a grand total of 9 times that he showed up, we've said this multiple times before. I didn't mind Roman as champion because he at least showed up and had good attendance. You know, he's a good student of the game. He gives good advice to young guys. And Granny, I had the privilege alongside Kurt to work as an extra with Roman on SmackDown Live 2 years ago. Very nice guy, very fun loving, smiles a lot. But he's not dead. I know it's kind of silly for me to be acting like he is dead, and he's not, but I mean, it sucks because he was really nice. I don't know him personally, and Kurt doesn't know him personally either, but he was really friendly, you know, and most people say, well, he's an asshole, blah, blah, blah. Oh, he's this and that. Folks, the saying goes, don't judge a book by its cover. I'm not a big fan of Roman, but what he did last night drew me into him because how often does somebody admit something in front of the whole nation of fans? And, you know, Lou Gehrig admitted, you know, in front of Yankee Stadium, I have a debilitating disease, and this day will live forever in my memory. It's kind of the same effect because, look, all the attention Roman got was not negative. And this wasn't gimmicked, you know, it wasn't, oh, I have, you know, you don't gimmick leukemia. The fuckers who think that, oh, this is a work, you guys are a bunch of dumbasses. Two, that it's very courageous of him because not very many athletic dudes will go out in public and say, okay, this is the disease I have and this is what I intend on doing afterwards. I mean, Granny, he said, I'll be back, which, you know, made me smile, but when, you know, you saw the Shield, how they reacted, it was like, wow, I think this is the end of an era for the Shield. And I did, you know, for me, I think it goes deeper than the Shield. It is, if you never liked Roman before, boy, you'll like him even more because the man had balls to go out there in the ring and say, hey, this is what's wrong. Not very many of them say that because they're on the road. You literally live out of your fucking suitcase. Trust me from experience of being on the road in wrestling. You're literally jumping from town to town and you don't have the wear around to say something to the public because they view you as this god or goddess. You know, if they're family members of a little kid, I mean, Granny, look how many kids look up to him. Look how many people say, I'm a big Roman fan, or, you know, I support him, or I don't really care for him. Guess what? Now everybody's reaching out to him because he said the words, I have a problem. I have leukemia. I was surprised, Granny, that he kept this in for 11 years. 11 years. You wouldn't have known because he never really told anyone. I mean, maybe his close friends knew, but, I mean, Granny, aren't you surprised as I am? I mean, 11 years?
Oh, yes, I was, because I had no idea that he'd been battling that horrible disease for 11 years. And then, you know, sure, he'd been in remission, but all of a sudden it raised its ugly head and came back again, you know, and I mean, I was devastated. I was just like, you know, it was so shocking. I mean,
I mean, Granny, it's just, how do you react to somebody that, you know, is very strong and proud and prideful in a good way and a locker room leader, and Vince spoke highly of him, Braun Strowman. So you know what, folks? That must mean, I hate using gimmick names, but I'm going to use it today. Joe Anai, one of the nicest dudes you ever know or meet. You know, very fun-loving, very much a jokester, likes to joke around in the locker room. And I bet you his peers would tell you the same thing. He's very up and at him about a lot of shit and very on the ball. And he loves hard. Loves his daughter. He loves his wife. And you appreciate somebody who is a role model instead of somebody who, how do I put this, not to make it about Lesnar, but someone who is just there for the money. And now that myth has been dispelled because he said, I will be back.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, for all the hate that, you know, people threw at him because, oh, he beat The Undertaker. Oh, he always wins championships. Well, guess the fuck what, folks? When you're in a wrestling company, your goal is not to people please. I mean, that should be half the goal, but your goal is to become a champion, to be the absolute best. That's what he did. So how can you fault the man for doing what you wanted to do?
You can't. I mean, you know, I saw a video on Facebook, I believe it was last night, where he was going to the back, and, you know, he was basically saying his goodbyes to everybody, and I was so amazed at everybody that took the time to hug him and say, man, you know, I'll be praying for you. You've got this. You know, Braun Strowman said, brother, you know, you've got this, brother. You know, I'll be praying for you, you know. And it was so amazing. I mean, you know. And now you stop and think, you know. And then I don't know if you saw the match, you know, between Ziggler and McIntyre against Roman, against Dean Ambrose and Seth Rollins. You know, sure, now they're the tag team champions, but then look what Dean Ambrose did to Seth Rollins. He turned on him. So now where is that going to stand?
Oh.
You know, I mean, he literally beat the crap out of him. He literally beat the crap out of him. And he threw both belts at Seth Rollins and then went up into the crowd.
I think they did this because of Roman's announcement, because if they were to keep these two together without him, it wouldn't make sense. So I, you know, base the logic off of that. But at the same fucking token, since we're briefly on the subject of Raw, why'd it take you fuckers too long to do this? Why didn't you pull the trigger like a long time ago? And now I answer my own question because, guys, it really irritates me, Granny, that they wait this long to do this. And I understand in some regards why, but it makes me mad that they don't even try to use the fans to Raw in a state of shock. They're like, oh, well, we're going to put them in more shock. That was bad timing, in my opinion, because they could have waited till the pay-per-view at Survivor Series. They're like, well, how would we prolong it, the Shield, if Roman's not there? Yeah, you can keep doing miscues all you want, and I get you got to pull the trigger. God damn it. Why so late? Why? Because it makes no sense. Yeah, Ambrose beats up Rollins and goes into the crowd. I mean, yeah, it makes perfect sense that they do this because Roman is gone. But in the other light of things, folks, if you were a writer, if you've ever been on the other side of the business, or if you're just a fan, you're sitting there thinking to yourself, why did it take you so long? Because they should have pulled the fucking trigger last week. But I guess it takes the announcement of Roman to do it. It takes somebody saying, I have leukemia, to say, no more Shield. You guys, that's ridiculous. I just, how can you just not be flabbergasted as, like, you just won the tag team championship, so now what are the tag team championships vacant to? Is there going to be some kind of tournament for them? We don't know. I mean, Raw became intriguing for the simple fact that Roman said goodbye. But, I mean, Granny, this is just my opinion. I don't think it was right for the creative decision to be like, okay, we're pulling the plug on the Shield. Wait. Why can't you guys wait? This is why I stopped tuning in to watch Monday Night Raw, because I'll get the results sent to me through the network. That's why. And also, because they pull stupid stunts like this, for the realization that, yes, one member is gone, so what are the other two going to waddle around for? Could have waited, man, till a pay-per-view to drop the bombshell, because that would have been more organic. Ambrose turning on his brother, they're like, oh, man, it felt good. Finally, I released all the anger. Okay, so Ambrose by himself, let's see the track record. World Heavyweight Champion, Intercontinental Champion, feuds with The Miz, feuds with Ziggler. Other than that, he just, I don't know. I don't know the direction of Ambrose, and I'm not the determinator of, okay, this is this guy's career, this is that guy's career. No, I'm just pissed because now what are you going to do? There's just, Granny, they're just a mess. They are a mess.
Sorry, I'm grabbing some lunch here while I'm talking to you, so I had to grab some lunch a few minutes ago, and so.
Oh, no, it's okay.
But anyways, it's amazing what they come up with. I mean, it's absolutely amazing what they come up with. So.
Well, Granny, the reason why I'm irritated is because, okay, you have one thing in particular you want done, and then another thing happens, you know, in wrestling. So it's like, okay. I understand that Roman's leaving, you know, because he has to take care of business, and it's not, you know, an ailment. I'm pretty sure he would have been stoked if it were the flu, because he can get over that in 1 to 2 weeks, depending on the severity. But speaking of Roman, I found an article that says Connor Braxton, a prodigal WWE star, Seth Rollins, Black and Brave Wrestling Academy, took to Twitter and shared an amazing story. He said that after he finished training at Black and Brave, he was without a pair of wrestling boots for his first match, which was just days away, with little money invested. Rollins asked if he knew anyone who was willing to sell him a pair at a good price. Rollins responded by saying he believed Roman Reigns had a spare pair and would ask the big dog himself. When Rollins texted back, he shared what Roman Reigns had said. It said, Roman asked if you were a good brother, and said, you can just have them. He said, just make sure you pass on the favor to someone for the good of wrestling business. Wow, that's pretty cool. So, see, folks, I'm seesawing in between negative and positive here. But I just want to share with you all, like, this is what you go through every day. And I just, it's hard. It's hard to fathom, you know, my thoughts between Monday Night Raw and what Roman said, as any normal human being would focus on a show, I just can't, because his announcement kind of just shocked the world. And even New Japan Granny tweeted out to him, speedy recovery, brother, you'll get through this. So he has a lot of support from around the world. And that's not just here stateside, folks, not just WWE. It's when he left a lasting impression, man. It's not just that kid that he lent wrestling boots to. It's not just the millions of kids that he's granted wishes for this year. And that's amazing, Granny. He himself had leukemia, and he helped these kids who are going through the same thing or different, because he knows. And it takes that kind of person to be a man and say, hey, I'm struggling too. As far as my regards to Ambrose beating up Rollins, I have a few sentiments that I want to let out. Why the fuck did it take you guys so long to do this, creatively speaking? And second of all, I don't care anymore, because at this point in juncture, Raw is going to do what they do. They're a machine. WWE is a machine. So I relinquish watching Monday Night Raw. Because, yeah, if Roman comes back, it's going to be a big crew and all that. But, Granny, I've told you this time and time again. They do things on their show that can be emotional, that can be heartwarming. It's a wrestling show. However, I will stick to watching SmackDown Live, because why not stick with what makes you happy instead of being a negative Nancy all goddamn time about Monday Night Raw? I'm going to focus on Team Blue. I will read Raw results, and Granny and I will go over that on Tuesdays. If you want to tune into our show, you're more than welcome to call in. It's 213-943-3422. Call in on the line. Feel free to listen if you just want to listen. Just know that my podcast is a wrestling podcast only. Please do not call in to call us communists. And please, if you want to flush the fucking toilet, I will find you personally and put a plunger on your head. I'm not joking. So, yeah. Granny, just feel like it was kind of an emotional night last night. I don't know why. I would like to, send out, my thoughts and prayers to Joe's family, because I'm sure they're getting a lot of prayers via social media. It's just like, all right, so... It's sad that you have to say the phrase, the show must go on. How do you go on without your leader? How do you function without someone to criticize, whether you had a good match or a bad match? There's a lot of questions, man, because I hope and pray that they do what the fans want. They give us what we want and need in this time, because him leaving is going to leave a void in all of our hearts, whether you love him, whether you hated him. So my thoughts are, Crown Jewel, I hope you impress fans. I hope you don't let us down. Everyone that supports Roman, the ones that were real about it, the ones that, were insincere, who cares? Because you're going to get yours. All right, folks, we're going to take a break from the ranting and raving with the advertisement. If you would like to go to a wrestling seminar or camp, you can go visit monsterfactory.org. If you have any questions about Monster Factory, you can locate it at monsterfactory.org. Frequently asked questions, email them at monsterfactorytv@gmail.com. They are now partnered with the Ring of Honor Dojo. School is located in Paulsboro, New Jersey. The structures and dreams of becoming a professional wrestling have to start somewhere. Why not start at the world-famous Monster Factory, who have produced names like Sheamus, Matt Riddle, Punishment Martinez, Gabby Martinez, The list goes on, folks, for New Japan, Ring of Honor, CZW, ICW. There's a lot of names. There's a lot of faces that come out of Monster Factory. For more inquiries via the phone number is located on the factory website, monsterfactory.org. Fight the good fight against cancer by going to Komen.org. Also, Connor's Cure. There's several websites, more than just listed. For more information, type in under a Google search, fight the fight against cancer. It is Cancer Awareness Month. So, not just Roman, not just my dad, not just a few people, but you want to fight the good fight against cancer, do so by donating anonymously, by going to the marathons, by, just going to anything and everything that you can. Donate your time, donate your money, whatever it is you want to donate. Please do so today and help fund the research to fight the good fight against that evil bitch named cancer. All right. For any of you who need a WWE Network subscription, you can go to the WWE website, look under the tab WWE Network. For those of you who have never signed up for the network, you get your first month free, and then it will be charged to your valid debit or credit card. Valid username must be an email. Password must contain a capital and lowercase letter and numbers. So, I would say that if you don't want to do that, you can get a preloaded card at your local GameStop, Dollar General, Best Buy, 7-Elevens, and Walmart. Folks, if you want to order it on the shop, that's the more expensive way of doing it. But the preloaded card with your first month makes it 4 months. You get access to any WrestleMania. You get access to Smoky Mountain Pro, ECW, ICW, Ring of Honor, Pro Wrestling Guerrilla, Progress Wrestling, and so much more. That does it for the advertisements. If you would like to tune in, you can tune in live, folks. Oh, we had a caller and we lost him, Granny. I think it was the dude who called me a commie. I recognize the number. What a crocking. Anyways, folks. Granny.
Well, I have a very funny story to share with you, B-Train.
Yes.
Well, Saturday, my husband and my son and I, we went to a wrestling show over in Tahlequah, Oklahoma called UWE. It was Showdown No. 9. It was their big show that they do every year for UWE. And we had taken Anthony's older dog, Mysterio, with us once before. He did really well, so we took both dogs to the show Saturday night. Of course, Logan, he just curled up, and his youngest dog, he's 12 weeks old, he just curled up and went to sleep. We took him to WFC last week. He had a blast. Loved the attention, and everything. But I got to share the funny story about his oldest dog, Mysterio. Now, Anthony was sitting there holding him. Now, what they do is they put tables. So everybody sitting in the front row, gets to sit at a table, basically. That's like the barrier that divides the ring, from where the people are sitting. Well, Dexter Hardaway from WFC. Well, Dexter Hardaway, he had his match, and he came over after the match was over, and he was acting like a bad guy, and he raised his right arm back and started hollering to Anthony and started hollering all the people that was sitting next to Anthony. Well, Anthony's dog, Mysterio, his eyes got really big, B-Train, and all of a sudden, Mysterio just right at Dexter. And Dexter told me after the show, he says, Granny, I got to thinking about after I did that, I probably shouldn't have raised my arm back. I said, no, you shouldn't have, because Mysterio thought you were going to hit his daddy. And Dexter says, well, Mysterio probably won't want me to talk to him anymore. I said, no, I don't think he's that mad at you. I said, you're not that much of a prick, Dexter. But I had to share that with you. I just thought it was funny. But everybody at the show, thought it was funny that Mysterio was barking at all the bad guys. I mean, this dog did not like Bray Wyatt. When he would hear Bray Wyatt's music come on, when he was younger, he would run to the TV and he would growl at Bray Wyatt and bark at Bray Wyatt on the TV. And Randy Orton. He didn't like Randy Orton either.
Well, that's kind of funny. There's some people that, you know, surprisingly, Granny, speaking of Randy Orton, I don't know what, did you guys, okay, on SmackDown 1000, it was hilarious. It was like a roast fest between all of Evolution, and I'm sitting there thinking, is this a reunion or a happy roast fest?
Yeah, I had heard about them coming out last week, you know, on the 1000th episode. I didn't get to see SmackDown last week because I was in a meeting, but, so.
Well, for starters, you know, I mean, the fact that, oh, the funniest one, Granny, was when Batista looked at Rick and he goes, you need to keep the, or keep that thing in your pants. And it was, even Rick got a laugh, and I was like, okay, this is a kid show. Who cares? This is funny, because I haven't seen, you know, controversial sayings said at all in quite some time. So, yeah. That my initial thought was a okay. And also, how do I put this? When Randy Orton started speaking, it was just like, he started dissing on every single one of his brothers in Evolution, and I'm like, okay, I get some of the stuff. I understand why they do it the way they do. But, you know, with your dog hitting on Randy Orton, that's kind of funny. He gets mixed reactions anywhere he goes. People love him and they hate him. I think Randy's nice. I didn't really mind him when I saw him in the back when I worked as an extra. You know, nice guy. That's all I can say, because if I don't know the person, I really can't make a judgment. If I don't get to know you for a year, 2 years, I'm old school, trust me. When it comes to people, it's just, I find it funny that people are like, oh, Randy's a jerk. Why? Because he didn't sign your autograph while he was washing his hands in the bathroom as you took pictures of him? I mean, you know. And also, Bray Wyatt. Bray's one of the nicest dudes who just goes under gimmick whenever you meet him. Probably thought I was one big mark in Brooklyn. Had him sign my program while I was standing outside the Holiday Inn with my cousin. Okay. Surprised that dog hasn't growled at Sasha Banks. That's who he needs to growl at. And Bailey. You know. We need to train him to cheer, you know, to bark and glee for the bad guys and bark at the real bad guys, you know, like Natalya and Sasha and Rhonda and all them. I think if he was truly trained, I think that's who I would have him bark at, Granny.
Well, I think, you know, I don't know. I don't know, you know, because I'm not up at Anthony's house all the time, so I don't know, you know, who he's barking at now and who he's not barking at, you know, but I just thought it was just kind of funny that, you know, when he kind of barked at Dexter like he did, you know, because I'm like, whoa, where did that come from? So Anthony finally had to move him over, had to go over and sit with him in the bleachers just to get him away from the closeness of it. I'm not even sure why he even started barking like he did, except for the fact that I think he thought Dexter was going to hit Anthony, you know, and he was just going into that protection mode, you know. He was protecting his daddy, you know, protecting his master, you know.
He's just looking out for the best. Anyways, folks, moving forward, I just want to say, despite the announcement last Monday, you know, we still got a wrestling show to announce and get stuck, but I just want to say, sometimes, you know, life throws you a freaking fracking curveball, and I firmly in belief that the curveball that was thrown at all of us last night was that announcement. And in a roundabout way, yeah, the show asked Devon, I get that, sir, but what I'm going to tell you is not every time is the time for us to sit there and be like, oh yeah, forget about this, you know, one major announcement. No. What should be the focus of today's discussion? Simply because you know how much of a leader Roman is, my friend? Just take a look at how many tweets, Instagram, social media stuff, Facebook, prayers, thoughts, this, that, the other, that are going his way. Not because all of a sudden, yeah, he's holier than thou. No. Roman Reigns basically impacted a lot of people, yeah, yesterday. But the reason for that is probably because, oh, man, I can't believe I said this without him. I can't believe I wished this on him. You know. Circumstances be circumstances, folks. Hey, you gotta live in the now, because if you start dwelling on the past, you're just gonna be stuck your whole life. So I pray for him, and I wish him the best. That's all he can do, because if there's anything that's gonna help propel him, you know, that's gonna drive him, is that he gets through his treatment. Hey, goes to the doctor every day, and that's all you can say, because that's cool. Speaking of Bray Wyatt, Granny, what he just, you know, on Twitter said, what would the Joker be without Batman? Hashtag anyone but you, Roman. And the Twitter stuff, it just keeps on piling out. It's just heir apparent. You can't negate the man's ability in or out of the ring. So all I'm going to tell you is, folks, count your blessings. You know, you have small stresses that are non-comparable to, well, how do I put this? Your financial stress, your reality. There's stresses, and I ain't discussing. It's just a discuss, I'm telling you. You think you have problems? Wait till you hear what you heard last night. Wait till you hear someone tells you that's close to you, I have cancer. Granny, I remember when my dad told me, and I broke down in tears, and I didn't like hearing it. So I can imagine him telling his family and friends how he felt, because it's emotional. It's not something you enjoy talking about, discussing about, but it is what it is. And yeah, that's my thoughts on that. Oh, 10 seconds my ass. Anyways, because I can extend time, Granny. When you heard it, Granny, what did you start thinking?
Well, I was pretty devastated. I mean, it was very heartbreaking, because I've always and I've told the people this many times, you need to live as if it's going to be your last day, because we're not promised tomorrow. None of us are. You know, and I mean, I actually posted last night, you know, praying for Roman Reigns and his family, you know, and, you know, I said, you can, you know, you can win this fight. And I just, my heart just goes out to the man and to his family, you know, because I've seen the commercial that he does with his daughter on TV, and I just, you know, I just can't imagine. And, you know, and it ties into so much, you know, with what I deal with when I help with Wrestling for a Cause. You know, all these kids that are fighting these battles of cancer, you know, these different types of cancer, you know, what them and their families go through each and every day, you know. I mean, and I thought this was a very valid point, because we were talking about this on Attitude Era Live last night. You know, these trainers know, and Big Swing mentioned this, these trainers, these medical trainers, they know the insides and outs of these wrestlers. You know, they know all their blood work, all their, you know, whatever. I mean, they know all their test results and everything. And, you know, Big Swing mentioned, how did they not know that he had leukemia? Did they not know that? I mean, you know, because nobody obviously knew that he had leukemia. I didn't know he had leukemia, you know, until he mentioned it. But you would think that these medical trainers and these doctors for WWE would know that. Sure, it's been in remission. That's what I told Big Swing. I said, well, you know, he mentioned that he had been in remission, you know, for quite some time. But all of a sudden, it raised its ugly head again and has come back, you know. I've known a lot of our WFC kids. They've been cancer-free for a long time. I've got one little friend that's still down in St. Jude, down in Tennessee, you know, because his cancer came back, you know. And he's been fighting it every single day, you know, so... It's devastating. I mean, it's very sad. It, you know, it made me, I mean, people were literally in tears. I mean, they were showing fans' reactions of the crowd, you know. People were in tears about this, you know. And it makes me wonder, okay, when he does come back, how are these fans going to treat him? Are they still going to boo him? Are they going to cheer for him? You know, and he even said, whether you liked me or you booed me or whatever, you know, he was very humble to the fact that, you know, hey, I am going to kick leukemia's butt and I will be back, you know, and I hope he can come back. I really do. Because he's a fighter. He's not a quitter. He fights every single day, you know, of his life. And it's no different than him going to Kurt Angle and saying, I am always here every day to come to work, so why do I not get a chance for that title belt? You know, it's no different. I mean, he's going to keep fighting, you know, God willing, you know, prayers for him and his family that, you know, that he can come back. And I hope that he can.
You know, Granny, that's, you brought up a very valid point that I brought up earlier in the show. And it's like, for all you fucks that sit there and reacted the way you do, is because out of guilt. Oh, my God, I didn't know he had leukemia. I got to retract every mean thing I've said about him in my head and online. And I was like, so what happens when he comes back? Are you guys going to still boo him? Are you guys going to still cheer him? That's their right. But at the same fucking token, dudes, it, like I said, I have never been a big Roman fan, and I, you know, that's just my preference. I never had anything against him. Granny, I think he's a good wrestler. I think he's a good worker. I think some of the people that they put him with, you know, they try their best to make him look good and look big. That's some this is from a worker's perspective, folks. When you sit there and you put on a match, you know, in your head, it may not appease you guys. But what Granny is also saying is, are you going to sit there and do or say what you said prior to him announcing that he had leukemia? That's what we're trying to ask you guys is, are you guys the same ones who would sit there and say, well, Roman's this, that, the other, we can't stand him because he's being force-fed down our throats? And as I said earlier, so what was Shawn Michaels? What was Undertaker? What was Stone Cold? What was Mick Foley? What was Triple H? What was Kurt Angle? It goes in cycles, folks. If a guy's white hot in this business or in the sport or the Ragnarok or this the Gladiator's Den, as I like to call it, how do you satisfy you guys? Because half of you like one person, the other one, let's go Cena sucks. I'm just using that as an example. You know how annoying that shit gets? You do that in NXT too. I don't care what you chant so long as you don't go back on your word. I can't control 20,000 people in a crowd, but I can guarantee you some of you are the ones that sat there and was like, oh, I just hate myself now because I had bad thoughts on Roman. And Granny, you know this is true because most of them that were sitting there booing, it turned into all of a sudden remorse, pain, anguish, shock. To see their reactions as he was saying, whether you love me, whether you hate me, I'm still coming back. It got the biggest pop. It's sad that it took this long, Granny. And I, like I said, I don't hold controls and I don't jolt people if they don't cheer. That's sadist. But it's sad that it took him saying, I have leukemia, to get a reaction.
Yeah, I mean, it's very sad. You know, people can be so cruel. You know, it really amazes me. I mean, I've always tried to treat people the way I would want to be treated, you know. And sometimes it's come back to bite me in the butt, you know. But, hey, I care about people, you know. I care about my wrestling family, you know. And I've said this before, and I'll say it again. Mess with me all you want. But when you start messing with my kids, my friends, my family, my dogs, you know, whatever. I mean, you mess with them, you're going to have to answer to me. And I don't care who you are. You don't want to make me mad. You do not want to get Granny in the corner, because if you do, I'll be that, like that little wild animal, and I'll be coming out swinging and fighting and clawing and whatever. I mean, it takes a lot to get me upset, but when I do, you better watch out. And if you got something to say to me, you best say it to my face and not behind my back. And don't be talking about me behind my back to other people, because if it gets back to me, you know, I'm going to be professional about it. I'm not going to raise a big stink or anything like that. But I will pull you aside and I'll say, hey, we need to talk, like right now. And then I will tell you what I think. But, you know, people can be so cruel, and it's horrible the way some people act. They act so childish because they think that they're better than everybody else. They think that they know everything. I don't know everything, and I'll be the first one to admit that I don't know everything, and I'm far, and I'm not perfect, you know, but don't put me in a situation where it's going to end up hurting somebody because I don't go there. I don't like that. So.
You know, and also, Granny, it's funny because there's a lot of people, like I said, like you mentioned, that are pretentious jackasses, the ones that, well, I, you know, I've always supported him. It's going to irk me to discuss about fan behavior. I'm not going to make it about that, but I am going to say, for those of you who are lying to yourselves and just supporting him because everyone on social media is doing it, no, I don't believe in your bullshit. I really don't. And as I said, I'm not a big Roman fan, but I think it's kind of funny how all of a sudden the ones who I watched on my my discussion groups on Facebook, some of them are sincere about it. Some of them, Granny, it's irritating. I don't say a word. I just leave it be. I'm like, you know, it's not about me. It's about Joe. Just going to say this right here, right now. You guys that sit there and are lying to yourselves, supporting somebody that you've never supported since he started, quit fooling yourself. Because eventually, like I said, karma's going to bite you in the ass and you're not going to like it. You are not going to be fans of what happens to you. So, not a judge of character. I left that up to the big man. I leave it up to whomever you believe judges you. But for you to sit there and be fake on social media, yeah, this is a daily occurrence. Does it surprise me? No. And I'm focused on my own shit every single day. And for Roman to sit there and say, I have leukemia, that finally gets him a positive pop, really, fuck? Really? Really? So it takes somebody admitting they have a disease or debilitating something to get you guys to, you know, finally take a step back and go, holy shit. Well, I had to assess myself, man. I sat there, Granny, and said, well, I'm in shock, and I didn't even watch it. I watched the replay of Hulu today, and I cried. I cried when he said it because we're all human, and you'd be lying to yourself if you say, well, Roman Reigns may not be Ring of Honor. He may not be New Japan. He may not be a bunch of these hot, white-hot wrestling indie stuff. Well, they're not indies, but he's still somebody that's kind. He's somebody that's caring, and he's somebody that is a family man. And to me, family man goes a long way. I understand, you know, I got a daughter myself. I have loving family members, and if I were to tell them what was going on with me, I would want them to know the full story. So, hats off to you, man. I just wish nothing but the best for you. You're a good dude. You're very nice to me and Kurt in the back. You've probably been nice to several extras. And that story where he just gave the guy his boots and asked him, are you a good brother? Wow. I mean, that's just one example of how selfless Roman Reigns can be and is. You don't meet very many guys in this business, Granny, that are worthwhile. And he's one of them. Kurt is another. So it's kind of like, where do people get off hating on somebody? I couldn't tell you. Because it's their right. They're entitled. This is the generation of, if you don't agree right away with their opinion, you're automatically the bad guy. So for those of you lying to yourselves about saying, oh, I've always been 100 with Roman, go fuck yourselves. Okay? This is from a fan and worker's perspective. As a fan, I never really had an issue with him. I just wasn't a big fan, and that's just my honest opinion. As a worker, he has some good advice for everyone. So if you ever get the chance of working an extra when he comes back, just know, man, he's really smart, he's bubbly, he's joking around, he's very lighthearted. It's better than the opinion of just one person, but just, I mean, you can trust what you want to trust. If you had a bad experience with him and you base it off that, y'all need to look in the mirror. Okay? Because Granny's told you, you know, are these same people supporting him now going to support him when he comes back? We don't know. But it begs the question, folks, are you going to boo his ass out of the building? Or are you going to give him a standing ovation because you know he has leukemia? That's the grinding question, Granny, that I would love to spend time over and over and over in a loop again discussing, because it does beg the question. That's, you know, all I have for today, folks. I got to get ready for work, Granny, work, work. Anyways, folks, if you want to join Granny and I on Off the Rails Uncensored tomorrow at 12:30 Eastern, 11:30 p.m. Central. If you didn't like what we said about rain today, I, Brian Rails, have got three choice words for you. Forget about it. I got to get ready for work. And Granny.
And if you don't like what Granny Holzer has to say, then what you going to do when Granny Holzer runs crazy all over you?
All right, folks. That does it for today's edition of Wrestle Radio Tuesday. Catch us on free on iTunes, on any podcast. You know, it's downloaded for free until we start charging your asses. Just kidding. All right. That's it. I got to get ready for work. Toodles, bitches. Dig it. Look in my eyes. What do you see? The cost of personality.
The cult of personality.